We're going to start the meeting, not officially until we get a quorum, but if Representative Johnson, you want to present your bill, we'll listen carefully, and when we get a quorum, we'll be ready to vote. Go ahead, Mr. Representative.
All right, thanks, Mr. Chair. The bill we have before you, which is House File 3167, is a technical fix bill meant to clarify legislation passed last year that helps restore some of the state's senior nutrition funding for Meals on Wheels and senior congregate dining. And as members may recall, 15% of the state's senior nutrition funds were cut in 2003, and last year we were able to restore about 5% of that, which was cut in 2003. So the intent of last year's legislation was to restore funding to senior nutrition services that were and still are highly, grossly underfunded. But there was a much misunderstanding of the legislation, and in some parts of the state, these funds are being issued for new services and not to restore the services that have been reduced since 2003. So what this bill does then is clarify, and I understand that the State Board on Aging and the AAAs are supportive of this bill, that this funding of the 2009 fiscal year is meant to restore funding for services that were in existence as of last year and not to be used for creation of new services. Mr. Chair, I understand that this bill was amended last night onto the Human Services Department Continuing Care Policy Bill, but we also want to cover our bases by moving forward as a non-controversial standalone bill, and that's why the bill is before you this afternoon.
Any questions for the author?
I think we should ask the author lots of questions just to be sure it's the same bill. No, it's fine.
Is it?
Well, we can't move it yet. So what I'm going to do is now present my bill. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, well, we can't do the movement yet, but this is a TANF maintenance of efforts bill, and it's an attempt to recapture some money that we previously spent.
Spent but not counted.
And so it does things in the future, but it gives us an opportunity to try to get the Fed to basically reimburse us for what we did the last 2 years.
Actually, to give us credit for what we did in the past.
Yep. So that relates to our past maintenance of effort. And what this requires, however, is that we transfer money from the TANF fund to the general fund, about $8 million, but and we'll let the Human Services Department really explain it.
Welcome to the committee, and state your names for the record, please.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Steve Nelson. I'm budget director in the Children and Family Services area of the Department of Human Services. This bill is a bill that is being moved forward to allow the department to be able to claim on a retroactive basis some funds that weren't claimed for federal fiscal year 07 that would allow us a bit of potential penalty relief from work participation rate penalties. The bill also includes provisions that will allow us to meet the work participation targets for federal fiscal 09 and 10, thus allowing us to spend less general fund money in the MFIP program and replace it with TANF funds as is allowed in law. Last summer, the federal agency was going around the states to regional meetings talking about a concept called excess maintenance of effort. And the concept allows states that are claiming more than their minimum required amount of maintenance of effort to get credit for that and through a somewhat esoteric adjustment reduce the target that they need to meet for their work participation rate so that they may avoid a work participation rate penalty on their TANF program. In 2006, the Deficit Reduction Act passed and changed many provisions that relate to TANF programs and the work participation rate penalties that states would be subject to. 2007 is over. Federal fiscal year 2007 is over, and most states, if not all states, a vast majority of the states will have some penalty liability in the TANF program. When the federal agency was going around this summer, they were offering up this procedure so that states' penalties would be reduced and possibly even eliminated. And the procedure basically means that if you claim all the maintenance of effort that you basically can find, you can reduce your target by several percentage points. And in our case, we have a lot of working family credit that we in the past have used for maintenance of effort, and we have some unused working family credit, and we will be able to reduce our target sufficiently in the out years through this procedure, and we wouldn't be subject to penalty. It's very costly, though. There's an opportunity cost involved because it's roughly a cost of $5 million of excess MOE claims will buy you one percentage point of work rate relief. And in the years in question, we're roughly 10 points away. So we're needing to commit around 45 to 50 million worth of excess MOE spending in order to get that penalty relief. In terms of the funds that we would be looking to for relief from prior year penalties, there's about 20 million worth of unused MOE that could be used to at least get us closer to our target rate. That's why this bill is moving forward a little faster than other related bills because we need to be able to amend our federal report before the end of April. when they would be due. And I guess I can stand for questions.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson. At this time, we do have a quorum now, so I will officially call a meeting to order. We just want to make sure that Representative Walker was appreciated for bringing the quorum to us. Okay, at this time, I will move that House File 32, Senate File 2564 be recommended to pass and refer to the Committee on Finance. Questions for Mr. Nelson? Representative Abler?
Thank you. I think I'm getting the drift of this with the help from some friends here. If I just ask kind of a parallel question here, so on this penalty business, and if you can buy your way out of the penalty, sounds like, is that correct? So if we spent $45 million more than a week, I would buy our way out of the penalty, is that right?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Abler, I guess I wouldn't say we would buy our way out of the penalty. These are funds we are already spending and would be going to spend, but we would be able to fully take credit for them to reduce the targets that we would otherwise have to meet.
And Mr. Chair, I wasn't actually speaking to the bill necessarily, but to one of your comments that there's a 10% piece we have to, this will make up one of the 10, and so if we could find, if we could demonstrate $45 million in additional maintenance efforts, then we could, the penalty would go away, is that correct? Am I saying it right?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Abler, it's basically about $5 million per point, and we've got more than $50 million worth of excess maintenance of effort spending that we aren't currently counting.
And so
it would be sufficient to buy 10 points.
Right, and just it's just, and then so we could have a, there's an irony to this, that if we spend more money and do a poorer job, then we don't get penalized. That's just, I think I'm catching on to this. But I, does this bill, does it lower the standards that we're trying to hit, or just reflects the reality that we can't hit them anyway?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Abler, it reflects our current forecast of the rates that we would be able to make under current law, and there is a gap. The gap narrows in 10, and finally in 11 we would make the work rate without this sort of maneuver.
Oh, I'm actually glad to hear that. So, and the department and the, does Ron Kerry support this? Does the department in full support of this?
Mr. Nelson.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Abler, absent the governor's budget proposal, we've got to be neutral on this proposal.
So, this other joke was out of line, but I, the department has no position on this?
Absent the governor's budget proposal, which will be out soon, we really can't have a position on this.
Oh, but they're likely to support it, or I just was okay. That's fine.
Representative Wofford.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Mr. Nelson. Well, I want to commend the department for being creative and figuring out whatever way we can do to sort of get credit for our good works to offset things. But I had a question. Given that, you know, the list of things that count, could we, with our activity, actually improve the situation better? I'm looking at, for example, the working family credit. And if we could do a better job of promoting that now that people who filed their 2007 income taxes will be eligible for the economic stimulus refund, my understanding is that lots of people who have traditionally not had to pay because their income is so low they don't have to are perking up and saying, "Ooh, I want that economic stimulus refund." And so, I mean, if we were able to do a concerted effort in partnership with nonprofits and others, would we actually be improving our status and our ability to lower this in future years? Or, for example, now when we switch from food stamp eligibility being redetermined every month to people being able to apply 6 months at a time, the projection was that that was going to increase participation. Are there things that we can do to influence this to the positive till you get to that break-even point in 2011?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Loeffler, each year we get a projection from the Department of Revenue as to the amount of eligible working family credit expenditure there would be out there that we could claim as TANF maintenance of effort. I would think that if there were initiatives in the tax committee that would result in more usage of the working family credit, that would be reflected on Department of Revenue fiscal note and ultimately make its way into our estimates and the actual expenditures that will be made from the working family credit. So in an indirect way, I think it would.
Just to follow up, the heart of the question was not so much about the process so much as are there things we can do to improve our performance, and if we were improve our performance in any of these measures that count, will that give us more budget flexibility in future years till we are able to get out of the penalty zone?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Loeffler, that's correct. If we can make improvements in our work rate by various investments, then that will get us closer. We would have to commit less in excess MOE, and we would be in a better penalty situation.
Okay, thank you.
Before we continue our questioning, I'd just like to welcome to the committee the ninth grade students from St. Louis Park High School who are here. So welcome to the committee, everybody. Any further questions? Representative Abler.
I'm just trying to... We've had a few of these interesting things. I'm just kind of surprised that... So we don't know if the department's going to support it or not. And that's interesting to me, and I didn't know that part going into this. But I'm looking at this fiscal note, and I see a general fund savings, but then I see a TANF expenditure. Is this... So it really does refinance TANF for general fund. Is that what we're doing, or is there not TANF involved really? It's just this maintenance effort that we've already spent?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Abler, what's happening is that with the claiming of the excess maintenance of effort, we would meet our work participation rate target. And if you meet your target, you only need to expend 75% of your maintenance of effort versus 80%. And the difference there is a little less than $12 million a year. And the differences you're seeing from year to year are that it's a federal fiscal year, so you've got a quarter, or you have three quarters, then a full year, and then one quarter.
I'm not trying to drag this out. I'm just trying to understand. Tell me why there's a TANF expenditure on the second line of the expenditures, column on the fiscal note. If we're using money we already spent, is that a clear question? I think it's.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Abler, the reason that there's a TANF expenditure is that. We're spending so much in the MFIT program that's made up of TANF and general funds. Okay, with the claiming of excess maintenance of effort, which is claiming money that we're already spending. It allows us to lower our work rate target in those out years sufficiently so that we can, instead of having to meet 80% maintenance effort, we would meet 75%. So it allows us to adjust the mix of TANF and general fund in the MFIP program in a way that saves general fund money and increases the TANF component in the MFIP program.
All right. So, Mr. Chair, this is really kind of a refinancing of TANF or general fund. Is that? But it's not. Everybody's shaking their head. I'm not going to bug anymore. I'm just, but I'm not clear, so I'll just let it pass unless you want to talk about it some more.
Representative Huntley, I think I understand this, is that this, the money that we're using, what is the fair and income tax credit, is money that we're already doing, but it hasn't counted as our maintenance of effort. Right. So what we want to do is in the future use that earned income tax credit as part of our maintenance of effort requirement.
And
at the same time, if we pass this before the end of April, we can go back in the last year and claim the same thing that we didn't claim last year.
And Mr. Chair, I got all that, but I just don't understand why there's a bookkeeping entry for TANF expenditure. That's what I don't understand. Is that a bookkeeping entry, or is that a real expenditure that's new? Is that an old expenditure you're just crediting off? Is that what?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Abler, it's reflecting the fact that we can change the mix of TANF and general fund in the MFIP program and have a little richer TANF mix and a little leaner general fund mix, because through use of the excess MOE, we make the work rate.
Thanks.
Representative Abler, I think Representative Houston.
Well, no, I think that I don't think it's refinancing in the sense that we're spending TANF things on things we wouldn't otherwise spend TANF on. So it's not that. But what we're doing is we're basically buying down the work participation rate so that we can draw down more TANF dollars, essentially, into our mix. I mean, that's kind of the basis of it. We're putting excess maintenance effort to buy down the work participation rate so we can actually meet it, and then we get the federal TANF dollars to come in. And we're just, the bookkeeping is just replacing TANF for general fund because we get more of it.
And Mr. Chairman, Representative Keith, that's basically what's happening.
Okay.
Any further questions? With none being so, the Representative Huntley renews his motion that Senate File 2564 be recommended to pass and be referred to the Committee on Finance. No further discussion. All those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Motion carries. I believe, Representative Tao, you moved the minutes of March 4th, of February 27th, and February 20th.
Those moves. There you go.
Any discussion? None being so, all those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are adopted. the chair will move that House File 3167 be recommended to pass and be referred to the Committee on Finance. This is a bill that Representative Johnson just informed the committee of before we had a quorum. So are there any questions on this?
And Mr. Bill, just for the benefit of those who came in late, we did this last night and it was acceptable to everybody, I think.
Any questions on the motion or the bill at hand? Representative Erickson.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, but I missed the discussion. So could you review for us what we're doing here?
I could.
But I see some language that's deleted.
Sure.
So how does this change the future?
Representative Erickson, this bill, there was an increase last year to the senior nutrition program for granting access to the senior nutrition program. This provides clarification for how that increased access is administered.
Follow up, Mr. Chair? Or
you can have somebody say. Do you have further questions? Representative Erickson?
Yeah. Well, Mr. Chair, and to the testifier, why the deletion of living in isolated rural areas? Is that going to have a negative impact on Roman citizens?
Representative Erickson, we have somebody here that can answer a question. I won't pretend to know, so I will
Mr.
Please
Chair.
Introduce your name.
Right. Mr. Chair, President Erickson, Shepard Harris with the Metro Meals on Wheels organization. The answer to your question, the short answer is no. This is being done already. What we're trying to do, and I should say Representative Posh did a wonderful job of describing the situation and the mad scramble of last session. This language was shrunken down from the bill that we dealt with last time, passed out. And so there was some misinterpretation. The idea was, as Representative Johnson said, about 10 minutes ago, when he presented the bill, that the funding originally all along was meant to restore funding cuts in 2003. And the mistaken interpretation of this language was to fund new services as opposed to restore funding to current services. And so all we're doing is clarifying that language. And we're clarifying what should have been done. The four different areas, that's already being done. That's part of, and I defer to, there's a representative here from the Board on Aging, but I believe that that's already being done. That's part of conforming with federal law as well, that they're already doing hard-to-reach populations. What we're trying to do is just continue to do that.
Representative Erickson. Representative Walker.
Mr. Chair, Representative Erickson, the other piece that Mr. Harris didn't add that one of the testifiers testified last night is that part that's been deleted is specifically the 1965 Oldest American Act that's already part of the federal statute.
Any further discussion? Okay. Representative Flowers.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and to the testifier. As the testifier knows, Mr. Harris, you know, we're having some issues around this in my district, and we're meeting about this tomorrow. But, and I'm sorry I was late. I did come in, but we weren't convened yet. So tell me, if it's changing it back to what it should be, I mean, was the money already spent, or the money, what happens with the money?
With the current fiscal year funding.
Right. I mean, was it spent and now it'll be okay, or was part of it spent, or what happened?
Well, I could answer that, but I would prefer to, the Board on Aging representative here, who I understand hadn't had to testify before a committee in 10 years until last night we broke his string. So that's why I'm really deferring.
Welcome to the committee. You're back-to-back second committee. Please state your name.
Walt Haig, Minnesota Board on Aging. The expansion or the funds that were appropriated last year were granted as a separate process. But they went to existing contractors. In all cases, some of them were for additional services, as we read the statute. It's my understanding that this legislation would be prospectively. Currently, any person receiving services that was getting meals would continue to get that. Does that answer the question?
Mr. Chair?
Representative Paul.
The issues in my district, and again, we're going to do those tomorrow, but do concern the funding, getting where the funding's supposed to go, and those kinds of issues. So you're just saying it really continued the way it was, and everybody's getting the services they need, and it just didn't. Now you can expand or make sure that nobody's cut off. Can you elaborate a little bit?
Which question? The original intent last year was to restore the cuts that were made in 2003 and to add an additional funding source for hard-to-reach populations. The legislation that passed left in essentially the hard-to-reach language, which is a basically a reprise of the obligation under the Older Americans Act. The contracts were for to expand to hard-to-reach populations, and whether the money's getting where it should be is a question I don't know that I'm prepared to answer.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Flowers.
It would, so you said it was to restore the money, was for to restore the cuts. Did that happen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so it has increased the state's contribution to the senior meals, senior nutrition program.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Flowers.
Did it, it went up to the level of the restored cuts in 2003?
No. The restored cuts were, and I'm doing this from memory, $485,000 plus. The legislation was for a $200,000
hard to reach. If I may, Mr. Chair. The exact amount was, sorry, Mr. Chair. The other Mr. Chair. $822,000. That was 15% back in 2003. That was
the biennial.
So for the biennial, yes, it was $822,000 for the biennial for 2004-05. And that's what was cut in 2003. And so last year, what we did is restored, the 15% was cut. We were able to, with obviously your support, restore 5% of that 15%.
Just 5%.
Which was $250,000 for the biennium.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Swan.
Who decided where that money went? Or how did that money go, based on need or based on geographic area? Or
The area agencies on aging handled the nutrition contracts, and I believe at least in the metropolitan area, there was a request for proposals process.
Thank you.
Any further questions from the committee? Then I will renew the motion again to refer House File 3167 to the Committee on Finance with the recommendation to pass. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is adopted. With no other further business, we are adjourned.